You're listening to Authorpreneurs Unleashed with host Catherine McClatchy, demystifying the business of writing. Gratitude is often overlooked, but it's one of those emotions that can make a profound impact on our lives. This Thursday is Thanksgiving in the U.S. In honor of that, here's a short episode where Catherine talks about the benefits of gratitude for writers and shares what she's thankful for this year as we head into the holiday season.
Writers, authors, and creative entrepreneurs, we have a lot in common. We're all creators, driven by our passion for expression and storytelling. While the specific focus and genres may vary, the goal is always the same. We share our ideas and experiences with others. So what do I mean when I talk about being an authorpreneur? Simply put, it's about embracing the entrepreneurial mindset and spirit and applying it to our writing careers. This can involve anything from starting our own books to our own publishing company to building a platform that allows us to reach more readers. The key is being willing to take risks and think outside the box. No matter what you may have heard, writing is not a glorious profession. It's hard work. It can be isolating. It's challenging, but can also be incredibly rewarding. In my years as a writer and working with writers, I've learned that the key to success is perseverance and resilience. Of course, that's the key to success in most endeavors. You have to be able to push through the tough times and keep going no matter what. That's where a practice of gratitude comes in. Gratitude is one of those emotions that is often overlooked. It's not as flashy as happiness or sadness, and it doesn't always make us feel good in the moment. But gratitude can have a profound impact on our lives, if we let it. Let's talk about the benefits of gratitude specifically for authors. Gratitude can help us become more positive people. When we feel grateful, we open ourselves up to joy and happiness. Gratitude also allows us to appreciate the good in our lives, even when the times are hard. When we focus on what we're thankful for, it's easier to see the silver lining in any situation. Furthermore, gratitude is contagious. When you express gratitude, it often inspires others to do the same. Gratitude can improve our mental well-being. Being grateful has been shown to have a number of benefits for mental health. One study found that participants who kept a gratitude journal reported feeling more joy, enthusiasm, love, and determination, and were therefore more likely to achieve their personal goals than those who did not keep a gratitude journal. Gratitude also helps us cope with stress and adversity. In another study, participants who wrote about their experiences of gratitude reported feeling less stressed and had better sleep quality than those who wrote about their stresses. Remember, we get to choose what we focus on, the positive or the negative. Choose gratitude. Gratitude can also increase our productivity, and I talk a lot about productivity. Many studies have shown that people who practice gratitude are more likely to achieve their goals and be more productive. The reason for this is that gratitude helps us to focus on what's working in our lives rather than what isn't. It allows us to appreciate the good things that we have, and it reminds us of our ability to create joy. When we are grateful, we are also more likely to be mindful of the present moment. This means that we are less likely to get caught up in worry or distractions, and we are more likely to be able to put our full attention into whatever task we are working on. Gratitude also helps us connect with others. Too many authors find that our chosen creative outlet, this writing business, can be isolating and lonely. There's only so much we can expect from our imaginary friends. Add that fact to a world that often feels divisive and antagonistic, gratitude can help us find common grounds with others. When we express gratitude, we open ourselves up to positive relationships and community. We send the message that we value the contributions of others. As a result, gratitude can help build bridges between people and create a sense of connection. In addition, when we are grateful for the good in our lives, we are more likely to share our blessings with others. If misery loves company, then the opposite is also true. gratitude attracts other grateful people. This can create a ripple effect of positivity and community building. Now, let's get some specific examples of how to be grateful for our writing. It can be easy to forget the joys of writing when you're stuck in a rut. Maybe you're staring at a blank page, struggling to come up with an idea for your next story, or your next chapter, paragraph, sentence. Maybe you've been revising and editing for so long that all the words blur together and no longer make sense. When the writing process gets tough, it's important to remember why we fell in love with writing in the first place. Maybe it's the feeling of watching our characters come to life on the page, or the satisfaction of finally nailing that perfect turn of phrase. Whatever it is, take a moment to appreciate it. Gratitude will help us push through the tough times and come out on the other side as a better writer. Make a list of the aspects of writing you are grateful for and post it up above your desk so you can refer to it often. Don't forget that people who criticize us help improve our work. Now, no one likes to be criticized, but the truth is that critique is incredibly helpful. If taken with a good attitude, it can push us to see our work in a new light and encourage us to find ways to improve. Be grateful that others are taking the time to point out areas that need improvement. Without their critiques, we might never realize where our writing skills are lacking. The next time someone criticizes your work, see it as an opportunity to grow and improve. Don't forget to thank them for their feedback and use it to make your work even better. Along that line, rejections deserve some gratitude too. Authors are no stranger to rejection. Whether it's a publishing deal that falls through, a pitch or query that misses the mark, or a writing contest that doesn't go our way, every writer has experienced the sting of rejection at many points in their career. But it's important to remember that rejections can be a useful thing. They help us to reassess our work, to find areas to improve, to seek out mentors and courses, and to become more resilient in the face of adversity. Next time you receive a rejection, don't despair. Be grateful for the feedback, learn from it, and keep writing. It's time to discuss specific ways to cultivate a grateful attitude toward writing, and everything else for that matter. One of the best ways to cultivate a grateful attitude towards writing is simply get started. Learning by doing is often the best way to develop new skills, and this is certainly true when it comes to writing. The more you write, the better you will become at expressing your thoughts and ideas. In addition, by taking the time to write, you will develop a greater appreciation for the power of communication. Writing can be a great way to connect with others, express your feelings, and share your ideas. As you begin to see the benefits of writing, you will naturally develop a more grateful attitude towards this important skill. Another way to cultivate a grateful attitude toward writing is to practice gratitude itself. By taking a moment each day to focus on what you are thankful for, you can train your mind to see the positive aspects of your life. This will make it easier for you to find the good in every situation, including the act of writing itself. When you approach writing with an attitude of gratitude, you will be more likely to enjoy the process and appreciate the learning opportunities it provides. No matter what method you choose, cultivating a grateful attitude toward writing can have many benefits. By taking the time to appreciate the skill, you will become a better writer and learn to see the good in every situation. Many people journal as a way to cultivate gratefulness. A daily gratitude journal is a great way to get into the habit of thinking about the things you're thankful for on a regular basis. And as you might expect, gratitude journaling can have a positive impact on your writing practice too. When you take the time to reflect on the things that are going well in your life, you naturally become more optimistic and hopeful. This mindset can be helpful when you're sitting down to write, especially if you're working on something challenging. It's also worth noting that gratitude journaling can help to reduce stress and anxiety, two common roadblocks to writing. So if you're looking for a way to make your writing practice more enjoyable and productive, consider starting a gratitude journal. You may be surprised at how grateful you feel for the simple act of putting pen to paper. Now let me practice what I'm preaching. Here's what I'm grateful for. Above all, I'm thankful for my faith. My relationship with Jesus influences my attitude, purpose, business, and creativity. After that, I'm grateful for my family, writing community, and the continued growth of Unleashing the Next Chapter. Family is always number one in my life. I'm blessed with a loving husband of, today's our anniversary, of 33 years, two adult sons and their lovely wives, my mother and extended family and friends. I'm so thankful for their encouragement, love, and support. Both the North Texas Writing Community and the Unleashing the Next Chapter online international writing community have been a great source of inspiration, brainstorming, and encouragement, not to mention learning opportunities. We put out Next Chapters Unleashed, a Beachy anthology this year, and it just won second place. We started this podcast, and I'm excited to see what we can achieve together in the coming year. Special shout out and thanks to Jessica, Kelly, Clary, Jackie, and Jolynn. Couldn't do it without them. Both my authorpreneur and digital media businesses are growing steadily, and I'm eager to see what new stories, imaginary friends, real-life clients, speaking opportunities, and challenges they will bring in the coming year. Today, I'm grateful for the ability to read and write and speak. It's a privilege many take for granted, but it's one that I am truly thankful for. Many of you have heard my story about losing the ability to read, write, talk, and pretty much everything else after the various strokes that hit in my 30s and 40s. I wouldn't be talking to you today without so many gifted and talented medical professionals and rehab therapists. It's also why I am so passionate about advocating for those with invisible disabilities, especially those who can't speak or write for themselves. No one gets out of this life without challenges and struggles, and if we don't share their stories, our stories, how will we ever be able to understand and empathize with each other? Whether I'm reading for pleasure, writing a new story, or writing to communicate in a business setting, I'm grateful for the gift of words. And I've just joined Toastmasters, so now I get to talk even more. Finally, as we head into this holiday season, I want to express my gratitude for each of you who have joined me on this journey this year. You, the Authorpreneurs Unleashed listeners, have been incredibly supportive, and I'm so grateful for your encouragement, recommendations, and loyalty. I'm also thankful for all of the guests who have shared their expertise on the show. You all have helped me to learn and grow as an authorpreneur, and I'm so excited to continue doing that as we strive to make this podcast better each week. To wrap this episode up, being grateful is essential for our physical and mental health and well-being. For our writing, gratitude helps us to focus on the positive aspects of the process and keeps us moving forward. It can also help us to connect with other writers and to build a supportive community. What are you grateful for when it comes to your own writing? I'd love to hear from you in the comments or over on social media. And if you're looking for an online writing community focused on the business of writing, be sure to check out our free Unleashing the Next Chapter Discord Writers Community. If you're ready to level up, be challenged to build your authorpreneur business, to network with others who are learning by doing, consider joining us in the Unleashing Authorpreneurs Community. That's the new paid community that will start in January. All the links are in the show notes. Thanks so much for joining me today and for making this year so special. I hope you have a happy and healthy holiday season. But wait, before you go, I gotta ask you, are you a tea drinker? If so, what's your favorite? Do you love plants like me? Let me know your fave flower or plant. And I'm going to ask you the hardest question, just like I ask my guests. Tell me, what's your favorite book or the one you're most grateful for? Why? And until next time, happy writing.
We are grateful for your listening today. Join us next episode as Catherine visits with Dan Greenig, a short story writer who spends most of his time attacking or defending the digital assets of some of the world's largest companies. As a white hat hacker, Dan will answer our questions about cybersecurity. Head on over to authorpreneursunleashed.com/podcast for links, show notes, and more. Don't forget to sign up for the Unleashing email newsletter.